You're listening to ACB Radio's Main Menu. I'm Dave Williams. In the last section, we spoke with Leon Gilbert from the UK about the various news services which he provides, in particular the four news feeds found on the ACB Radio homepage. And if you haven't seen those yet, let's just bring them up for you now. Let's turn this up here. And I'm just going to bring up the run dialogue. I'm using WindowEyes 5.0 for this demonstration, and hopefully the speech is at a rate that's comfortable for most people. So I'm just going to put in the address for the ACB Radio website, www.acbradio.org.
Desktop, Microsoft.
I'm just waiting for the page to load now, and then we will go to the news feeds, which are found on the ACB Radio homepage.
Custom control.
The technology,
loading page,
and
load
the arts, and so on.
20 links, 1 list, 9 headings, 2 forms.
Here we go. Right. The quickest way I found to navigate to these feeds is to use the H key in WindowEyes, which will let you navigate the page via heading. So I'm going to press H repeatedly now on the keyboard.
April update from the World Wide Union. Marlena meeting Milsom massive hit with its your ACB radio. Enjoy great benefits when welcome to ACB Assistive Technology News Link.
There we go. Well, assistive technology news, and it's about the fourth or fifth heading down. Here we have a list of stories which are handpicked and are updated very regularly on a daily basis, stories about assistive technology, so we can tab through these links now.
Reveal Web receives commendation at Jody Matt's Accessibility Awards visited link.
Reveal Web receiving a commendation.
Northern Ireland project to open internet to blind link.
Northern Ireland project to open the internet to the blind.
Pharmaceutical company Merck earns web accessibility certification from NFB Link.
Now, every time you want to check the latest assistive technology news, you've got to kind of come to the ACB Radio homepage, you've got to go to the feed, and then tab through the links to find out what they are. Now, there is a better way, an easier way, a quicker way to do that, and that's using a simple program called Accessible RSS. A news aggregator comes in a number of flavors. There are news aggregators which you use through the web, services like Bloglines, which we will be demonstrating in a future week here on Main Menu. There are server-side news aggregators that require you to be running your own web server. And in addition, there are desktop news aggregators that you install on your PC, and they allow you to access news from your favorite websites, providing they offer an RSS feed. RSS, by the way, stands for really simple syndication, amongst other things. Okay, so this is Accessible RSS that we're going to look at, and Accessible RSS isn't the only desktop news aggregator around. Of course, there are many others, but it's very, very simple to use. And if you're just cutting your teeth for the first time on RSS, this may be one worth starting out with. It's completely free. It's not a very big download, and you can get it right now from webby.org.uk. That's webbie.org.uk, and you're looking for Accessible RSS version 1.5. It's the most recent release. I downloaded it, installed it. The installer was very standard, very straightforward, just what you would expect from a program that labels itself as being accessible. So it's installed on my PC now, so I'm just going to bring up the start menu with the Windows key, left Windows key.
Start menu.
And go to Programs with P.
Programs, people down.
W to get to Webby.
Webby2W.
And in the Webby subgroup.
Accessible, listen again.
And we've got a few things installed here, and we may look at some of these other applications in future weeks. We've got Accessible, listen again.
Accessible radio A.
Accessible radio.
Accessible RSS A.
And Accessible RSS. So I'm going to press enter on Accessible RSS. And what will happen is the application window will open, and it'll take me to my last news feed, so the news feed that I was last reading.
Start button. The Mosin explosion. How the world ended once.
There we go. I was reading the Mosin explosion web blog. And that's not one of the predefined services that you get when you install Accessible RSS. You get four British news sources, the BBC, The Telegraph, The Guardian, and The Daily Mail, I believe. But fairly quickly, you'll probably find that you want to expand on those. Now, before we show you how to add a new feed, let's show you how to navigate the existing feeds. You hit Alt-W for the window menu, but instead of using that shortcut key, I'm just going to press Alt just to take you onto the menu bar so you can see what's here.
File left, pull down.
There we go, we've got File.
Edit, pull down.
Edit.
View, pull down.
View.
Website, W, pull down.
Website.
Options, O, pull down.
Options.
Help, H, pull down.
And Help. So, fairly standard menu bar. The one we're interested in is Website, and this is where we have a list of our RSS feeds.
Options, Website, W, pull down.
And let's go down here now.
Refresh R, Control R.
Refresh.
Next M, Control down.
Next.
Previous key, Control up.
And as you can hear, there are short keys to switch between your different RSS feeds. Control down and Control up.
One BBC News front page UK.
Okay,
edition.
Now we're onto the actual bookmarks themselves that you get. The first four are there by default. One is BBC.
Two Guardian Unlimited. Two
Guardian.
Three Telegraph News
three
front page.
Telegraph,
four The Mail Online. Home. Four.
And the Mail Online. So let's go to BBC, which is one.
For two Guardian. One BBC News.
And press Enter.
Ratzinger is elected as new Pope Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger.
There we go. The news about the new Pope, who was elected today, and then we can literally just arrow down.
Ratzinger is elected as new Pope card. Tories deny immigration focus. The Tories deny waging a single issue.
Okay, that's to do with the British election campaign.
Protesters disrupt Muslim event. A dozen chanting men storm Regent's Park Mosque to denounce Britain's principal umbrella group for Muslims.
I'm just arrowing down here. We're just in a list view.
Apostrophe 30 war officer found guilty. An Argentine former naval officer is found guilty.
Okay.
EU offers MG over training.
It's all bad news as always.
Woman admits causing Paris fire. A woman admits she may have started the Paris hotel fire.
Right, let's see this. Woman admits starting Paris fire. So we found the story that we're interested in, and so these are stories that are currently now on the BBC website. So we haven't had to go to the BBC webpage. We haven't had to navigate through all the gumph that's on there to look at what stories are making the news. We only have to go there when we find a story that we're interested in. So I'm just going to press Enter now. And the
page
will open in Internet Explorer. Okay, you may have to Alt-Tab to get to your browser window. And then I'm going to press X, which is jump to the next unlinked text hotkey in Window Eyes.
Woman admits causing Paris fire on click. Firefighters scaling the walls. Police believe the fire was started by accident. A woman detained after last week's fire in the Paris hotel, which killed 24 people, has admitted that she may have started.
So straight away, we've got to the story that we were interested in. Okay, so that's fine for the sites that are in there. And there are many other sites that you can add, including, as you heard, the Mosin Explosion weblog, which is very funky. Very easy. Just Alt-W for the list of websites, and then you arrow to the one that you're interested in, press Enter, and then you can arrow up and down the list of news stories and press Enter to open the one that you're interested in. It couldn't really be any simpler, and it saves you having to go to the website if you find that none of the news stories are of general interest.
ACB Radio connecting to the blind.
Okay, we're back on the ACB Radio site now.
PR Newswire.
So we're going to go, I'm going to press Shift-H.
Assistive Technology News Link.
To get back to that heading, Assistive Technology News.
Assistive.
Okay.
Assistive.
So now I'm going to right-click Assistive Technology News. I'll press the application key, which is the key next to your right control.
Context menu.
And I'm going to press T, which is copy shortcut. Okay.
Reveal web receives comment.
Okay, now I'm going to go back into the accessible RSS client.
BBC News News Front Page UK Edition. BBC News.
Which is that window. It would help if the title bar was more clearly labelled. Generally, the title bar is labelled with the feed that you're currently on. So I'm going to press Alt-W for the list of websites.
Refresh Arcan.
And then arrow up.
Edit website C. Search web page for RSS. Add website A.
Add website.
Edit box, enter name for website or the RSS feed. Dialog name of website or feed, enter name for website or the RSS feed. Default OK button. Can.
So I'm going to put the name of the website as being ACB Radio Assistive Tech News. Okay. And then I'm going to press enter.
BBC News News Front Page UK Edition. Edit box, enter URL for RSS feed. Dialog URL, enter URL for RSS feed. Default OK.
So now I can press Control V to take the shortcut from our RSS feed, our Assistive Technology News feed. Okay, I press Control V. I'm just going to check it's in there.
http://www.radio.org/news/xml/xml.php?
Okay, that looks about right. So essentially, the page, the link to the feed itself will have something like XML in the address or RSS or things of that nature. So let me press enter now.
BBC News News Front Page UK Edition. Woman admits causing
right,
terrorist.
Okay. So now I've added the ACB Radio assistive technology news feed, and I think we've automatically gone to it. Let me read the title bar with Control Shift T.
ACB Radio Assistive Technology News.
Yep, there we are. ACB Radio Assistive Technology News. Now, if you remember, I called it ACB Radio Assistive Tech News. It actually gets the title bar from the web page itself. And so now we've got a list of those stories that are on the ACB Radio homepage here. So we can arrow up and down.
Reveal Web receives comment.
There you go, the same story there. Reveal Web.
Northern Ireland, pharmaceutical museums, sites slowly seeing the need to make the web accessible to the blind online journalism review.
Well, that's important, so let's press enter on that and read that story.
List box. Loading page. Load done. OJR article sites slowly seeing the need to make the web accessible to the blind.
So we're now at that story. Literally, in a few easy steps, we're able to catch the latest assistive technology news any time of day or night. It's a bit like polling for your email. You have to set the options to tell Accessible RSS how often you want it to go and check for the latest news headlines. So think of it as a bit like email and getting the headlines emailed to you. But, of course, no spam here, which we
MSAA
like.
Mode on. Loading.
So let's see this story.
Navigating the Internet with software that dictates text can be an obstacle course. But some enterprising news sites are designing their sites with blind readers in mind and finding it's easier than they expected, and it hardly costs a thing. Mark Thompson link Mark from birthlink.net link posted 20040422 like millions of Americans. Tamara Johnson Kearney loves to get her news online. Unlike most net surfers, Johnson Kearney is blind. Fortunately for her.
Okay, there we go. And if you want to read the rest of that story, you can do so. The other ACB Radio RSS feeds work in exactly the same way. You can get Guide Dog News, Blind Sports News, and Blind Arts News all in your RSS reader, whether it be Accessible RSS from webewebbie.org.uk or from another mainstream product. So RSS, nothing to be scared of. Absolutely fantastically easy to use, and gives you the news when you want it, where you want it. I'm Dave Williams. You're listening to Main Menu. On behalf of all the Main Menu team, thanks very much for listening. Don't forget, of course, Main Menu is your technology show, and we would love for you to be a part of it. Do drop us a line, mainmenu@acbradio.org. And from all of us here on the programme, it's time for us to log off for another week. So until next time, bye for now.